Hello, Neil, and welcome to Nottinghamshire. What's the mood like as we head to this match against Basford?
Really good. Really good spirits. Good journey down. Traffic free for the majority of the journey. Lads have got an early finish today, so they're looking forward to it. But similar to the, you know, before the Scarborough game, really, we were hurting after the Stalybridge game, more about our performance. We're hurting tonight in a different way because we felt we deserved something out of the game on Saturday. We didn't get it. We knew we were, you know, on the back of some really tough fixtures, and starting at Basford tonight, who are doing great under Steve Chettle. I think they've won the last five league games. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, our lads are confident and we're ready for a good game of football then.
How's the squad shaping up after? Because it was a hard fought game. At Matlock at the weekend, so I'm imagining we're carrying a few knocks. Wadika especially.
Yeah, unfortunately Ali's going to miss. I think Ali's just got up to speed, and he's taking him a while and probably playing some of his best football I've seen him play. But I think we're going to lose Ali for 4 to 6 weeks now, so that's difficult, which means that we'll revert Donoghue back to fullback and bring Curtis Jones, who's been had a stop-start season. So Kurt back in centre midfield. We know he's done that role at Nantwich, Warrington, Blyth this season, so you know he's familiar with that role. But like you said, you know, these have had a tough game Saturday. We had a really tough game Saturday. Lads aren't getting any younger. You know, legs are going to be tired, but same for both teams. You know, we can't complain. We know we've got back-to-back fixtures. We've got to concentrate on this game tonight, hopefully get something out of it and take that confidence into Nantwich Saturday.
And obviously we had a chat before the Matlock game about the pitch. We all know about the Basford pitch. It's been watered as we speak. It's a lovely surface. What do we think?
Great setup. You know, we train on this type of surface. We like to play good football. Basically, like to play good football. So, you know, that opens itself up for a good game of football. You won't see what we had Saturday, where kind of rugby tactics in the corner flags and working off throw-ins. But, you know, two managers, Steve Chettle and myself, that like to get it down and play in wide areas. So, you know, for the neutral, it'll be entertaining. For two managers, it'll probably be a little bit nerve-wracking. But hopefully, you know, come the end of the game tonight, the right team gets the right result.
And just to cover off the forum chatter after this match, where is your suit?
Oh, disaster. So, obviously, the blue suit got a little bit muddy on Saturday being at Matlock. I've taken it to the dry cleaners. I don't know why they've shut today at half day without telling me. I've turned up at 1 o'clock today and there's a big clothes sign on open tomorrow, so I've travelled without the suit. A little bit of banter from the lads, but see if the tracksuit brings a bit of a look to our away form.
I was going to say, I mean, there is a question mark over the away form. If it gets answered tonight and we pick up a win, then that's the end of the suit, isn't it?
No,
tragically,
no. The suit will never end. You know, some people might want it to end, but I don't want it to end. It's a little bit of thing that I've always done, and you know, tonight, you know, it's probably helped me. Long journey today. It's comfortable in the tracksuit, but you know, win, lose, or draw, the suit will be back. That might please or displease certain individuals, but I've certainly not done it for anybody, you know, criticising that. We're just looking to bounce back, get our away form better than what it is at the minute, and hopefully, you know, get a good result tonight.